Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome, 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 welcome to a very special Cryptomaniacs podcast. And this is special, Task, because a few weeks ago, we had Sunseeker on, and she got a badge for getting to be a guest on the Cryptomaniacs podcast. Task, we're going to reward another badge, and I can tell by your excitement, you're ready to rock with the new badge owner, Task. No?
Yeah. I'm actually sitting there thinking, do I have a badge? Did I get a
badge? We don't. No, we don't. We don't have
one. Well, no. If I got one, I wouldn't know anyway. I don't look at that shit. But yeah, we do more badges. We don't do guests a lot anymore. We had, really, beginning of the year, we had a time change where the show moved and little bit of uncertainty in terms of commitments of time, so that's okay. But we do well. We keep the folks entertained, and we now have music on Leo days on the Cryptomaniac broadcast. So we're versatile. We can mix it up a little bit.
But this is the perfect guest for music on Leo. Then this is great. Yeah. It's like we planned it. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Rohr, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's so cool to be here. It's great chatting with you.
Very nice, man.
Very excited to get my badge. I completely forgot about that, but yeah, now I'm excited.
It will be in the mail. We snail mail it to people, and they take a picture. It's an NFT, and they can upload it. No, it's just junk. When the show's done, yeah, we definitely give them out, because it's just a little way of saying thank you, you know. And let's dive right in. We're gonna get right into this because your time is valuable, and we're grateful for you to stop by with us. And for people that may not know, let's do a little 411 kind of. How you got here, recording box? How you got here? What's the information on you and how you came into this insanity that we call cryptocurrency?
Yeah, it is, but you gotta love it. So, basically, story goes a little like this: I started a recording studio business about 6 years ago, and about 4 years ago, I had a gentleman come in. He's actually on the show. Not on this show, but he's in the Threadcasts. He's in the Spaces, showing up all the time. He goes by La Ojita. Okay. He lives in El Salvador. Actually, he used to live in Guatemala, but he's living in El Salvador now. And he was in a music project. And basically, he came knocking on my door. He's this Belgian guy, and he's like, "Hey, have you ever heard of this cryptocurrency project about music?" And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about," right? So I went on the internet. I started looking up, like, I'd heard of Bitcoin, and I just kind of started Googling stuff. And he's like, "Yeah, it's this thing called Music Coin, and some of the musicians from the project are still on Hive." So he was in the project. There's a DJ Lethal Skills in the project. Raven, who's really active in the music community, she was in the project. And a few more people that have come and gone were into this Music Coin thing. So that brought me to the Legacy Chain. And I started kind of asking around, like, "Hey, you guys, what's this thing about? What is this cryptocurrency thing? Can you guys teach me, please?" And just kind of tripped and fell into the rabbit hole, and now I'm here.
I love how you say the legacy chain. We don't refer to that anything other than that. I like it.
Yeah.
I like
it. And actually, why do we do that? Because when you think about it, we go all the way back to the Genesis block. So it's not like there's two chains. There were two chains of March of 2020. Before that, I mean, you can follow our block sequence all the way back to number one. So really, it's, you know, when people say it's Hive, they're not lying, because we both have that, all those blocks in our chain.
Well, there you go. Deep thoughts. Yeah, man. From deep thoughts from an OG.
Oh, I love it, dude. So, like, this is, you know, when I started, you know, poking around your stuff and learning, you know, like, I'll be brutally honest with you, I'm partial to the music side of stuff, because, you know, in a time far, far away, that was what I was in the music industry for, before I started this insanity that I call online business.
Nice.
I did artist management. You know, we had a couple acts that were, you know, nominated for Juno Awards. Which
was John, stop lying. What he actually was is he was the DJ.
I was the roadie.
Outside of roadie. Toronto.
I carried.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's cool, too.
It was his music business. Yeah. He put on the songs for the strippers.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I'm kind of jealous, so honestly.
So you got to introduce all strippers with cool names? Poison Ivy.
Yeah, DJ Django. You guys think that I'm just joking around. That's literally, no, I'm just joking. Yeah, but no, dude, like, so, you know, I have this affinity for anyone from that side of the world, just because of, you know, I know my history and how I kind of stumbled across the online world from my music career. So how did you get into music? What's your story with that? You know, before you found the legacy chain, what's the music background on it?
It was a hobby. It's always been a hobby. I picked up the keyboard, you know, the piano when I was about 9, took piano lessons. Then I picked up the guitar when I was like 12, and I've been playing ever since, like, not professionally. I've just kind of, I've had bands, just like any other teenager had bands. We played at clubs and stuff like that. And as a growing up, we, like, you know, got together with my friends and my cousin. We'd play at bars, play for free. You know, they'd pay us in beer, stuff like that. Like, we didn't care. It was just a hobby. Yeah. Yeah. It's always been a hobby. And I guess the motivation really was, I was employed once upon a time. And I kind of got tired of the corporate life, to be honest. And I was like, look, I could start my own business now, and if it crashes and burns, I could potentially still get back on my feet and either get another job or try again. And so I did that. So I quit. My cousin's a musician, and I said, hey man, you want to start a recording studio business? And he was like, he was into it for a little bit. And then he was like, you know what? Like, I'm still going to do the corporate thing for a little bit. You go ahead, and, you know, I'll catch up to you later. So I ended up doing the studio all by myself, and that was 6 years ago, and never looked back. That's my story.
Yeah, I, you know, you're saying, like, playing for beer and stuff like that. Like, you know, for us, it was, you know, trying to get paid from the promoters. It was just like, you know, pulling teeth, you know, like, oh, I don't miss it. I don't miss it. Don't miss it at all.
Yeah. No, we gigged for kicks, man. We'd never, I never made music for money until now. We still sometimes do. Sorry,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do like music for advertising and that sort of thing.
Right.
Like, yeah, so musicians come in, we record them, but then we work with ad agencies, like, you know, ads for Christmas or whatever. So we hire session musicians, and they come in. Like, a lot of times I have to lay down some of the track, like, hey, you know, is this what you want? And talk to the client. Like, yeah, we're going for something like, you know, like a 50s bebop thing. Okay, was this what you want? Like, yeah, okay. So we'll go ahead and hire the musicians, and then kind of give them, it's easier if you speak music, right?
For sure. For sure. So you're based now in Guatemala, Central America. There's obviously on this blockchain, there's a huge, huge population of users from, you know, not only Central America, but also, you know, South America, big, big Spanish contingent, let's say. And what's really interesting to me is that your neighbors, a country, El Salvador, elected that fun guy to be the head of the country. And he, you know, basically said Bitcoin is legal tender. What's it like for you in Guatemala, or being so close to there? And then, like, do you see that where you're at, like the crypto adoption, and how do you see that going forward for where you're at right now?
Yeah. So it's been fun. It's been a fun ride. Next door, El Salvador. So, you know, I guess a lot of this started happening way before Bukele actually did the made it legal tender. They had Bitcoin Beach in El Salvador, and a bunch of hippies and surfers and hostel owners were already like, hey, we can travel with Bitcoin and kind of, you know, pay for the hotel, and maybe some taco stand would sell us some stuff with Bitcoin. So it was already a thing, right? It was real underground. And then they made it legal tender. Look, at least my appreciation, and from what I've seen and heard from people who've come to El Salvador, is that the implementation wasn't perfect, right? It could have been a lot better. They could have educated people before, like, look, guys, this is coming. If you don't know what Bitcoin is, this is, you could read this, and if you need any help, you know, you could call this hotline, and we'll help you with your wallet and whatever. So it was a little bit of chaos. Whereas in Guatemala, this started happening just because the people were interested in finding out what cryptocurrency was. Guatemala's never had, it's the only nation that's never had hyperinflation, you know, south of the border. Every other Latin American country has, in one point or another in their history, had inflation or hyperinflation. And so it wasn't a thing like in, you see countries like Argentina and Venezuela, it's people hedge against the sovereign currency. They're like, oh, you know, the peso's going down, the bolivar is going down. So they've looked for different currencies. In Guatemala, it's just been like people kind of curious about what this thing is. And a lot of people are unbanked. So they're like, hey, I can have my bank on my phone. So makes sense. I guess what I'm trying to say is in El Salvador is a kind of a top-down approach. It's the president's like, okay, we have Bitcoin now, it's a legal tender, and you have to take it and you have to use it. Whereas here, it's kind of people have been curious about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and they're like, let me figure out what this is. And you know, all people do meetups, and they kind of teach each other how to do it, and little by little, adoption's been flourishing. And and I guess Bitcoin has set the, you know, as a kind of blazed the trail for other cryptocurrencies. And lo and behold, there's Hive, and I've actually been really excited about meeting my first Hivians here in Guatemala. That was really exciting, you know. Brian Buttcoins has been at the lake for a number of years. I think like 11 years or something. I can't remember, maybe 15.
Big fan of Buttcoins.
He's
big
awesome, fan. Man. Yeah.
He's a real person. I've met him in real life, so I know he's real. He's not AI like Task is. So.
Yeah, man. He's a real cool guy. He's down to earth. He has his band. Like, that's so, it's cool. He's a real cool guy. Yeah. And I missed Neo. Neo was like a block away from my house.
Oh wow.
And and he was at a Bitcoin ATM, and I saw his post. I'm like, Neo, wait, don't move, I'm coming over, man. He's like, I left like a couple of hours ago, and but he's close. He's in the neighborhood, and I think there's a few more Hyvians are in either at the lake or in Antigua, or in the city even. Yeah,
dude, that's awesome. Yeah, Neo's mm-hmm. Neo's real too. He saved my butt in Krakow, Poland. Years ago. Yeah, at the Legacy Chain Fest 3.
Legacy Chain Fest. Imagine that.
Yeah, I would say it was like middle of the night, like, and I was like starving. I was like, but I don't speak Polish at all. Like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. So he literally, you know, we're a little under, you know, and we go to the local restaurant and convenience store on the corner there. And he's just like, yeah, you want this. Yeah. And then he starts talking to the guy behind because he's from Poland originally. And he hooked me up, man. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, but I trusted him and he saved my life. So thank you, Neo, for that.
Shout out to Neo, the lifesaver.
Shout out to Neo. Yes. Yeah. Task is a fan of Neo too, aren't you, sir?
He's cool. Was it Neo that took you guys' heads to Rosarito?
He passed around. I don't know if he was the one who instigated that or not, though. I don't know. I don't think he was the originator of the idea, but maybe he was. I never found out. Jungo, you want to know what I just found out?
What did you just find out, sir?
And it's tripping me up. I'm watching us on the Threadcast.
Yes, sir.
And there's about a 5-second delay between the what's taking place and what's coming through YouTube. So right. It's really trippy, like, to watch myself take a sip of coffee when I had already put down my coffee mug. Or that you're done talking, but your lips are still moving.
Yeah. Like, you just figured that out, man?
I've never watched us on video on YouTube during the show. I always watch it on the studio thingy here.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going like this with my head and it's not moving. Then, like,
what you were doing, later, like, I'm like, you're sitting there dancing. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Like,
I just started tripping myself out. Anyway, I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, Neo, speaking of tripping out, Neo. Neo's a good dude. I like Neo.
Yeah. He did a pretty good job interviewing people in the, was it like a side stage? I can't remember what it's called, like a coffee
backstage station with Neo or whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool. You weren't down there, were you?
No, I didn't make it. I couldn't make it, but I was so close.
But, from him, John, wouldn't it be up there?
Up there. Well, yeah, up left there.
Yeah,
or up. Yeah,
up left.
Yeah,
up left. It was up left.
Yeah,
they were on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so close, but I couldn't make it.
Yeah. I say everything is down there for me, dude. Like, both you guys living in this beautiful tropical oasis.
I mean, the only thing north of you is, like, elk.
I dodge elk every night when I'm driving into town. Yeah,
it's the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's literally the tundra, dude. It's awful. I hate it. Like, it's like I was telling you before we went on air. It's like, I'll deal with the summers. The summers are beautiful here. Summers in Canada. Chef's
but they last like what, 6 weeks?
A month. Yeah, but a month and a half.
Month.
And then it's awful. Why am I here? I don't know.
We let you into the US, I don't think. I don't know. Do you need the pokey pokey? I think they
do. Oh, anymore. You don't need the pokey pokey to get across the border.
Well, that's right. You were truck driving. So you could come in.
I was driving. I was down there. So, Alex, man, what do you got? First of all, what are you really excited about? What's going on with Hive? What do you got bubbling? You know, let's dive into some stuff you're working on, and your overall feeling of Hive. Make the asterisk that, you know, over the past week and a half, it's been an absolute disaster trying to use half of this stuff out there because of the apps are blaming the blockchain. The blockchain's blaming the apps. Everyone's blaming everyone. No one's taking responsibility for anything, but.
Yeah, overall. You know what? I don't really care. Like, that happens. This is all new tech. There's gonna be bugs. There's gonna be hiccups. But, you know, I'm just waiting for everything to get discovered and by everybody, and everybody starts using this because it's awesome. I'm one of those people that I haven't been around as long as you guys, but I've been holding. I don't power down at all. I've just kind of been building and building and building and trying to wait for the day where, you know, we're all just a happy family in the Hive ecosystem. But I'm pumped. I guess one of the things that we, because we get to deal with musicians all the time, right? And you said you were in the music business for a while, so you know how it is. We're talking about trying to get paid by the promoters and whatever, getting paid by the venues. So musicians have always had a hard time making money,
right?
And I actually started the studio account. Recording Boxes is older than my Hive account because I said, hey, this is an awesome opportunity to help, you know, musicians monetize their art. So I started the Recording Box account. We started, you know, doing live sessions from the studio. We'd share our like tiny desk, if you're familiar with that, those kind of things. And then I kind of realized, look, like people need to know who you are. So I opened up my account. I put my face out there and started talking to people and kind of hanging out at people's blog and engaging with people. And I found out what you guys, preach all the time, show up, put in the work, engage with people, make a community. And I guess it just took me a little while to figure out. But yeah, I started hanging out with people and sooner or later, like more musicians kept coming on board. You know, we got the music community, we got the open mic on a weekly basis. Lord Butterfly is actually going to do something to kind of rekindle the whole Hive open mic thing. I think it might be another initiative different from the one that's going on. But hey, man, like musicians doing stuff on blockchain is exciting to me. And yeah, like I've already seen a bunch of people get paid for what they do. Like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of places out here in my neighborhood that either accept Bitcoin over Lightning, they got their Bitcoin payment terminals, or they accept HPD directly. And what that means is that when you have somebody, a musician, come to the studio and earn some cryptocurrency, you can take them by the hand and you're like, hey, you got some Hive? Look, get your keychain and your V4V app and I'll show you how you can spend it. And you take them across the street, you have a coffee with them, or you can buy a beer, or you can buy a meal or whatever. And they're exposed to this experience, right? Like, oh, look, this, I got this magic internet money, but now I could, you know, I could turn it into food or whatever. So I'm really excited about that. And having met another Hivian at the lake, it's about a 3-hour drive from here. But when Brian was in the city, we were talking about this all the time. We spent like a couple of days together and we're like, yeah, man, this is so cool. We could, you know, send people, musicians to buy coffee. And like, yeah, I run a hotel and I'm on the same boat. Like, tourists come here through here all the time and they're taking pictures and they're making their blog posts. So it's relatively easy to go up to them and be like, hey lady. No, just kidding. Somebody doing yoga, like, hey, are you alone?
Hey, let me tell you about Hive.
No, but you know, you can approach people who are doing this stuff and be like, hey, I noticed you're doing a travel blog. Mm-hmm. You know, this is another way where you can monetize what you're already doing. And then a few days down the line, you could either pay for your hotel, you know, or there's a party down the street and they can actually use it. So I'm super excited about finally being able to be part of this experience of bringing, you know, newcomers on board, showing them the ropes, and really building. We're calling it we're calling it Hive Hubs. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a little local economy where people can earn Hive through making quality posts, right? That talk, that help other people learn about the blockchain and how to use things and how to, you know, what delegation means and how you can, you know, vote for a witness, what's a witness and all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of people that don't know. And if you make this content that helps people and earn Hive in the process, and then you could use that Hive and pay for your studio, pay for your food, turn it into fiat. Like, that's just natural adoption, I think.
There's a lot of like grassroots stuff that happens on this blockchain. And, yeah. You know, I saw that video you did a couple weeks back, well, maybe a month or so ago now, where you literally did that. You took your phone, mm-hmm. and you said, here, look what we're going to do. And we're going to mm-hmm. go buy this.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Like, first of all, what was the reception like for that video? And do you think that, better question too is like, why is it that Hive seems to attract this grassroots like movement? And I'm not going to say more than other blockchains, because to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know what's going on Dogecoin these days. I have no idea. But, you know, how was it received, your video? And then, like, why is it that we just seem to have all of this grassroots, like, boots on the ground people that are out there spreading this?
So I need to give a shout out to all the brothers and sisters in Venezuela, because they're really doing an amazing job. For sure. Like we've seen a whole bunch of their stuff. They're doing like the street workout, the Caracas Blockchain Week. Everybody's going over to Cumaná. Even Starkers is out there with his English beard and his black tea with milk and his England flag, no, and his straw hat. He's gonna kill me. No, but they're just like. And I haven't experienced it for myself, but mm-hmm. but he was, you know, his just wide eyed and guys, like you guys got to go to Venezuela and see this. And it's really cool, because from what he's said and from all the videos and posts that we've seen from, Caracas Blockchain Week and all this stuff, they're just a huge, loud, friendly community of people who are running their businesses, taking people on tour, and they're like, oh, look at that, you can pay with HPD, look at that, you see, you can buy this, you can buy arepas with HPD, look, watch me, da, da, da. And then they're like just doing it, they're living it, right? And Starkers told me about it, and I just kind of, well, look, I just kept watching, you know, the videos and kept seeing the people do what they do and the music contest as well. Edward Tobias is run a music contest for like years now, and a whole bunch of other musicians. I don't want to say that he's the only one, but a lot of people are just, man, it's just an example to follow. And I got really inspired by that, and I want to say that we've copied a whole bunch of what they're already doing and just kind of replicate it here. And that's why I'm so excited, because it's easy. Just do what they're doing. And now just do what we're doing and build your Hive Hub and talk to people in your neighborhood. And that's how it works.
If I could jump in here, John, go. One thing that, and Guatemala doesn't have this because as was just mentioned, it's a relatively stable country and stable economic monetary situation. But you look at most of South and Central America, their economies end up in catastrophes because of a number of reasons. But hyperinflation a lot of times is partially self-inflicted, partially the U.S. inflicts it with the dollar. And that's one of the reasons, why, as I've mentioned on the show, why HBD is so powerful, is because it gives people in Venezuela, as you know, when we had Amundo and when we had Jon Snow and we had Sunseek on, it gives them a defense against their own government.
Yeah.
By getting out of their local currency. And also another thing with HAI, and again, we don't appreciate this, or I should say most of us who are from the developed world don't appreciate this. But the fact that these people can show up to Hive with zero money. Now, I don't know what's going on in Dogecoin, Django, but guess what? You got to bring money to get Doge. That I do know. Mm-hmm. You got to bring money to get Ethereum. Yeah, I mean, you can find some faucets and shit like that, but you're not going to get anything steady. With Hive, you have the ability to do what was what Alex was just saying. You're on vacation and you're taking some pictures and you write a travel blog. Well, you could do that on Hive and get rewarded. And travel, evidently, from what I understand, I forget the name of the group, but they're a pretty active group and they have some pretty good HP. So they hand out some pretty decent rewards. And that funnels into people's wallets. Then when you talk about the circular economy that the CTT guys always talk about, that Mundo and Sucre are developing, that Alex is copycatting, and I don't blame you for a second, Alex. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to cut and paste. And if something works, copy it. And, you know, these circular economies where you can earn, then spend, and hopefully the circle becomes complete, in the fact that the vendors, the merchants who accept the HBD, they end up using that to buy for stuff that they need. They don't take that HBD and flip it out to their local currency to get what they need. Once you have that, then it's just a matter of numbers and expansion. It's an easily replicatable system. You just have to get people to start accepting it. And then as we get these different hubs going around, it's just the spokes in between that join them, because it's no surprise to see what's happening in Sucre spread to other areas of Venezuela. And it doesn't surprise me that it's spreading to other areas of South America, which I really haven't heard about, but areas of Central America. And then, of course, you have Dan and Starkers who were in Mexico. They're trying to do stuff there. It's just Africa, Nigeria, Ghana. I mean, it just makes sense. And it's a very simple process. And this is something, you know, if you're going hunting for shit, stop looking at mouse turds, especially when a herd of elephants just went through and left some bombs.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We sit there, Delva Wars. Shut the hell up. There's something so much bigger going on here than, oh, my God, people are leaving because of downvotes. No. I mean, maybe some are, but it's like when you start to look at what Alex is talking about, that's 1,000 times more powerful. And to be quite frank, it's not even really as powerful in his country, just like it's not as powerful in Canada as it is in Venezuela, as it is in Argentina. I mean, anybody who's anywhere near Argentina should be screaming about HBD in Argentina right now. I mean, if there's not a country in the world that could use HBD, I mean, the poster child would be Argentina, maybe Turkey, because they're insane too. I mean, hyperinflation is catastrophic, and you get these assets, all of a sudden people holding assets in U.S. dollar denominated. That's a safety mechanism. So, you know, that those are the areas where we really need to target, because that's what you start getting some rewards going into Argentina, more rewards going into Venezuela, and the money stays there. That'll have a huge impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's something incredibly valuable about, you know, going through the steps and doing it yourself. Cause you could know the theory. We're like, okay, I know what apps to use. Like, I know I've heard of B4B. Everybody's heard of Keychain. But once you do it, you know, it starts to become muscle memory. You're like, oh yeah, let me open up my browser with one thumb. See, look at this. See how I did that? And it becomes easier for you to learn yourself and show somebody else. And that showing people how to do it, man, it's secret sauce right there. Well,
another powerful thing that I don't think we discuss enough is the on-chain, off-chain dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about here is naturally off-chain. This is real life, real world stuff, real world payment systems, real world goods and services. We're talking about geographic areas, Venezuela, Argentina, Guatemala. But then we also have, and I'll bring it back to music on Leo. Mm-hmm. That's in the digital realm. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hoping to develop there, and I call it a proof of concept. I'm very open about that. This is a proof of concept. I'm hoping to prove a case point that others can duplicate. You know, again, if I got the idea, you don't have to have the idea, just copy what I do if it works. And this is something that is scalable and is something that can spread into many, many different realms. But this is the hook that I think is you have the offline stuff that is very powerful. You have the on-chain stuff, the digital world stuff, which is equally as powerful. And you have the ability for people to go back and forth between the two and really for the tentacles of Hive to keep stretching out into, I'll say, both worlds, which because right now we still are separated with digital and physical to a great degree. And, you know, there's a lot of real world assets that aren't digitized yet. But in the future, I think that's going to be a lot different. But for right now, we're hitting on both sides, whereas you look at Ethereum, it's like, okay, what the hell's the real world use of Ethereum? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the real world use of Doge? It's, you know, even if Elon accepts Doge on Twitter, well, mm-hmm. that's still in the digital realm. We're not talking about real world solutions here. And that's what I think is so powerful because of the grassroots. What are you laughing at now, Jungle? Did I do something?
You brought something up, and I put it on Twitter today, and I spoke about it on Threads too. I don't know if you guys saw it, but what you said mm-hmm. just rings so true, and it hammers home the point that Alex is doing, and the people in Venezuela, they're actually using this stuff. So I'm listening mm-hmm. to the Jack Mahler's podcast.
Who the hell is Jack Mahler? I saw you write that. Who the hell is he?
He owns one of the. He's a maxi. He's one of the. He's a kid though. He's like maybe early 30s, and he's one of those tech kid, you know. But he's just a maxi, and he created. I forget the name of the app. Maybe someone in chat could tell me. It's a payment app with Bitcoin, like and he got like a bunch of celebrities to use it and get their paychecks via Bitcoin using his app. But anyways, do you know what?
Strike.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. So he has Dave Portnoy on there, and Dave Portnoy mm-hmm. is this, you know, the Barstool Sports and just this, you know, larger than life personality online, El Presidente. Mm-hmm. And Dave did this thing a couple of years ago where he was basically, you know, trying to help small businesses get through COVID, and he raised millions and millions of dollars for Swaldo. And he's like, you know who didn't show up to support all of these businesses that were all of you Bitcoin people? And he's just like ripping in. He's like, none of you guys donated a single thing. And then Jack retorts, he's like, well, yeah, because you're not supposed to spend Bitcoin. You're supposed to hold it. Like, no one's going to spend Bitcoin. If you have $1 million in Bitcoin, $1 million in money, you're going to spend money. You're never going to spend the Bitcoin. And I'm listening to this, and I'm just like, what kind of moronic stance is that? Like, did any of these maxis ever read the Bitcoin white paper? Because mm-hmm. it was pretty clear it was supposed to be a peer-to-peer payment network, right? Like, that was the whole
plan. Did anybody look since then and realize it's a failed peer-to-peer payment network and it doesn't work? That's why they had to create Lightning, because it doesn't work. And every time and the Maxi's whole case is summarized there. Well, if everybody hodls, then nobody has Bitcoin to make payments, because, you know, Jack Dorsey, what the hell's the Michael Saylor? Mm-hmm. He's got his 160,000 Bitcoin or whatever the hell he's holding, and he's never going to sell. This is Warren Buffett part two. Warren Buffett, what's a good stock? One that you want to hold forever and never sell. So how are you going to have a medium of exchange in Bitcoin if everybody's hodling. If it's going to be worth $1 million someday, why the hell would I use my Bitcoin and spend it today at 30, whatever we're at, 37,000 if it's going to be a million? Why the hell would I spend it? And this has always been my case with HBD, is HBD is the unit of account with the largest currency in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I thought you...
Sorry, no, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry, and continue. Sorry, my fault.
Technical, you know, difficult. It can be converted into $1 worth of Hive at any time. So the idea of... And I understand the market goes up and down a little bit, and at times it gets kind of out of whack. But if you try to trade that in most instances, you can't, because it's usually the Korean exchange that's putting everything out of whack. Or what's the other one? Bittrex, that has like 6 HBD on it, but somebody, you know, buys one for 90 cents. And so all of a sudden it just has a bad paint number. But that's the difference, is you're talking the medium of exchange. Then when you start to couple that with the 3-second transaction time, the feelessness of it, so that when Alex is sitting there showing somebody how to buy a coffee in Guatemala, or when Amundo is teaching somebody how to do something in Venezuela, it's just boom, boom, boom. And it's like the merchant can sit there and see that $2 coffee, they get two HBD. They don't get 1.9 HBD. They get 2 HBD. There's no transaction fees. There's no Visa fees. There's none of that crap. And this is why, you know, we laugh at it, Jungo, but it's so true. And we're sitting here talking to Alex. Here's a guy living it. He's right next to El Salvador. And he talks about the problem with the rollout in El Salvador, which is accurate, I presume. I haven't read up a lot on it, but I'm going to go base that. You know, I did catch some headlines that there were problems and they weren't real prepared with the rollout. But it's a failed system anyway, because Bitcoin is not a medium of exchange. And so they can do all the shit they want with Bitcoin in El Salvador. You get people like Alex in Guatemala with HBD, just like HBD took over, or is it taking over Sucre? We could take over Guatemala. And it's like, okay, you guys do whatever you want with Bitcoin. Nobody's going to end up using it because it's too volatile. It's too hard to use it. You know, even Lightning Network, it's like that brings up issues. It's like, here's HBD. What wallet do I send it to? DJ Gong Jungo. So you need to get that username on Hive. Yeah, DJ Gong
Jungo.
But you know, I mean, it's like whatever the name of the restaurant is, that's the username. You send it to the restaurant name. Boom. It's not complicated. All these start to come together where, again, you started talking a little bit about musicians. It just offers opportunities for everybody. And, you know, those who, when you get creative about stuff, and John, you saw some of what I was doing with the music on Leo. I sent you a couple different pages, which we'll discuss in greater detail on Tuesday. I'll spend the next 4 or 5 days on that. But it's like when you start to think about this stuff and how to monetize your content and what's the word you always use, Jungo? Oh, repurpose. Repurpose your content. You start to realize there's so many different ways to earn. And what's great about Hive now and the layer twos, especially with Leo, it's not only rewards. There's other ways to start monetizing. I mean, everything I do under Leo Glossary declines rewards. So there, this is zero monetization from the reward pool. I'm looking at it from other avenues.
Yeah.
Have you seen what he's doing, Alex? Have you been messing
around? I have. I have not messed around with it, but I've been watching and learning. Like I saw the video of you going through the albums and the singles and documenting, you know, the information on Aaliyah and DMX. And yeah, Maroon 5 and everything. I get what you're seeing, what you're doing. And yeah, first of all, I'd like to say I want to help out, because this is not an easy feat. So yeah, I'm happy to jump in and do some work on my free time.
Yeah, we, I I never thought of myself as a masochist, but I must be, because I just keep burying myself further and further. I thought I was swamped with the films. And then I start this last week, and it's like, what am I doing? So, yeah, I'm going to be putting out SOS. You know, capturing all this stuff is a little bit difficult. But hopefully by Tuesday, the pages will kind of start falling in place. I sent some samples to John Goins, so I think there's real potential there. And that gets it from me working the database to it's on the blockchain. And then I only have to worry about just a page of an artist, you know, with their singles. But yeah, there's plenty of opportunity. And by the way, just as an FYI, we're using YouTube videos and embedding YouTube videos because, you know, YouTube, since day one, has never given a shit about copyright. So they just put every video up there and left them up there because anybody said anything, it's like Google said, screw you. But the embed version also works off of ThreeSpeak. We can embed ThreeSpeak videos into Threads. And if you have people, musicians in the music community, and it's not even them, if you know who they are and they are posting music on ThreeSpeak, that video can be the code, the embed can be grabbed and put into Threads. I'll put it into the database the same as if they were Van Halen.
Awesome.
You know, I'll put their name, you know, the format's name of artist, song, music on Leo tag, and then the embed of the video. And I'll start a page for them. I don't care if they're not Van Halen. Hell, half the shit in there, I don't know who the hell the bands are anyway. So, you know, it's like...
You're a big DMX guy, okay? We know that. Okay.
DMX was in a great film. I think it was with Bruce Willis. He was in a film. His music, me and his music, I don't quite know all his hits. I do like some of Jay-Z's stuff, so I'm not totally out of the hip hop world. But if you do this, and if you have people who have been putting music on ThreeSpeak for a long time, either you do it or let me know. I'll go grab their stuff right off ThreeSpeak. I'll go through their account off ThreeSpeak, grab their music, put it in Threads, and I'll build them a page because why not?
That'd be awesome, man. Like some of the stuff that I have in on Recording Box. But yeah, we will. I'll try to link.
What's Recording Box?
That's my studio. It's my studio.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I need. I mean, I just need something to embed. So I don't know if it can be audio too. I mean, it just we need the embed code. So I don't know if you could play with it and upload it somewhere or whatever you can do. But I mean, all of that stuff can go in there and. And see, what's the cool thing is, I'm kind of going into these pages now, which I didn't want to do, but let's say we have an artist with who you have, let's say 20 songs from that artist, 20 singles. And we just set, we do 20 threads. We have the embed code, either ThreeSpeak or wherever it is. And we have these 20 songs on this page. That page can be shared across social media. And so now you send out one link, this page, and anybody clicks on that page, they come to the page itself. It's not the threads. They come to an actual blog post page, a regular page. And then they have the 20 songs there. You know, here's so-and-so singles, and there's 20 songs, and they can just click on any of the songs, and it brings them right to the thread with the embedded video. They hit play. And they can listen to the song. So now these people, oh, you want to hear my stuff here? Here's my page. And then, you know, I usually just grab it offline, but I'm going to start setting up actual pages about the artist. You know, I that's what I did with DMX. I did it from the actor side, but that was a DMX page. And then there could be a music page with his music and his albums and stuff, the singles that are on Hive, are on Threads, and the albums. So I could do the same thing with some of the artists. If you know, like a Raven could give me her information of, you know, how she got in the music business. I mean, she could go under Raven. She doesn't need to give her real name. But, you know, when she was born, where she was born, her background, her upbringing, how she got into music. Same thing Django just asked you. You know, what she's done in the music business, how long she's been in it. You know, a basic biographic information. We could create a page. And suddenly it's like, okay, you know, this, if it's in writing, it's, if it's on the internet, it must be true. So it's like suddenly, now there's some validity. Hey, this person has a page and look at all this music. And suddenly there's, they go to the music page. There's 50 songs on there.
Yeah.
Most people don't know these people aren't well known. And now they can just share that information out. And it's like, oh, here's my Leo Glossary page. What's Leo Glossary? Oh, it's kind of like Wikipedia, but it's for musicians or whatever, you know, just tell them. Mm-hmm. Here's my Leo Glossary page. It's, you know, people don't know. It's like, it's kind of like Wikipedia, but it's for musicians. Oh, okay. That makes sense. And here's my page. Oh, you somebody, you got a whole page. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I get a page? I don't know. Somebody wrote it up for me. I don't handle it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that type of thing and that type of marketing and angling. And it's like the old adage. I worked for a company and it was a very small company. We did a pretty healthy business for the number of people, but we had to present a bigger image than what we were. Mm-hmm. So we had like three offices, which wasn't a lie, but like one office was like just one person with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we tried to say we were in like New York and Miami and Chicago or something like that.
Actually, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, these are the things you have to do. So, you know, this is the flexibility with it all. And again, it's that online, offline thing. It's like if you create the content, that's what I'm trying to develop is a repository of data.
Yeah,
we can use. And, you know, then if somebody else picks it up and ties this to a front end, I mean, it's all on the blockchain, so they can do that.
Yeah, man, I think what you're doing is great. I don't know, like what I've seen lately, I've been kind of curious about this, but if I look for something, even if I look for the recording studio, I see some of the blogs come up in, you know, Hive Blog and Peak D and Leo, in Leo, and that's kind of interesting to me. So it's, I'm guessing, like, I'm not, you know, too, not an expert in SEO, but it's only a matter of time till these pages you're talking about in your building start showing up in Google searches too. And you're like, artist XYZ, and you're like, oh, there's a Leo Glossary page with all his music or her music, right? So you never know.
Yeah, there's a couple of things with that you touched upon that are very important for Hive in general. Is first off, we don't rank well with Google because we end up with duplicate content because we have different front ends. You post something through PeakD, it's on Hotblog, and Google looks at that as a negative. The other problem is we're like 3 weeks into In Leo or a month into In Leo, and so that reset really screwed us with Google. Because we were Leo Finance, some things were ranking with Leo Finance at the time, and now the conversion. And I've asked, I haven't gotten a valid answer, and maybe it's because nobody really knows, because with Google, who the hell knows? Is this a relatively minor short-term situation? And, you know, they're already redirecting the traffic, but will they take the old canonical, if I said that right, Django, will they take that old canonical on the original Leo Finance post and apply to In Leo? So that's the second thing. So sometimes you'll get it. PeakD will show up and that type of thing. Another thing that I've noticed, and this is very interesting with the glossaries, and this is why the whole thing is about linking. And I wanted to have the direct links because then you can't go wrong. But I can't wait. And people don't realize that if we get 10,000 songs into this database, then we can start creating lists and stuff like that. And what really happens with Google that I've noticed, even with the music or with the movies, I'll forget like whether I did like a Cary Grant page. And so I'll type in Cary Grant, Leo Glossary Cary Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't come up because I didn't make the page. So I won't get a Cary Grant page. But you know what comes up? North by Northwest. And it's like, because his name appeared on this other page that's in there. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm playing this little game, trying to figure this out. It's like the more we have these pages with stuff on it and the more we drill down with this stuff, Google goes through all of that and they will help you find it. As I said the other day, I mean, if you search Stairway to Heaven, forget it. I mean, we'll rank, 15,496,382nd. But you get some of these artists with everything else we're doing, and we get ranking in a certain areas. You get some of these artists who aren't well known. Now we create a page for them, we create music for them, and all of a sudden somebody searches that artist. Damn right, in Leo Page could come up. Damn right that all of a sudden their songs could pop up. And it's like, wait a second. Wow. How'd that happen? Well, it's because that person isn't out there, but we're trying to piggyback off something bigger, which is in Leo.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job, Task. Like I said, I'm going to try to help out and see if this flies.
Oh, you say, how can I help? You, my ears perk up. Don't worry. I'll find you on and say, hey, you need this.
Dude, he sent me a list of things, and all I said was like, oh, that looks cool. Like, that's all I said to him, and then it was like, like, just.
Yeah. Well, that and you're out of a job, so it's like, okay, you got the time. You said I'm committed to Leo.
Well, you got to pay. I said you got to pay by hugs, though, man. So that's how you're paying people, through hugs.
Through hugs?
I didn't get any. Yeah, I didn't get any response when I tagged you in that.
Well, you tagged me. Where'd you tag me? On Discord?
No, dude. I got into it with a guy today too. He's like, I've been trying to get a hold of you at Discord. I'm like, dude, I'm trying not to do Discord anymore. I'm trying to do the Taskmaster 4450 angle. Just pay no attention to anything but notifications on the blockchain.
Yeah.
I mean, I use Discord obviously for whatever's necessary, but just the absolute necessity. I mean, it's like. Okay, private stuff, fine. But, anything that's, and I mean, Django and I send some stuff that's private back and forth, but a lot of shit we send back and forth, it's like, doesn't really matter. I could easily just say that in Threads and he could reply.
That was my point. Yeah. My point is like, I don't have that exciting of a life where things need to be private. You know what I mean? So, what are you doing today, John? I'm going and getting the chickens out of the barn. That's what I'm doing this morning in minus 10 degrees. Yeah. Well, you guys are.
There's like, B-Chat, right? I've used it a few times.
Sting Chat, it's called.
Sting Chat, that's the
brand. Yeah, I've used it a couple times too, but it's a little clunky on my end. But
yeah. Well, it's a sign that something, it might get improved and later down the line, we won't even have to worry about Discord.
I hope so.
Yeah, you never know.
So
I'm optimistic about that.
I just look at it that the more we can do, I mean, Django and I are married to Leo. So, I mean, we make no bones about that. But the more we can do on Leo, I think the better it is. And that was the incentive for building the Rotten Tomato idea with the movies and now music on Leo is to, okay, we're really just a front end for YouTube. I understand that. That's all we're doing. We're just being a front end for YouTube and doing some linking to make it easier for people to find stuff. But, at least it's pretty cool when I'm sitting there doing stuff and I'll spend an afternoon just listening to music on Leo. I mean, it's just, I go to the page and I just click on, today I was listening to some Billy Joel and there's about 20 songs in the Billy Joel page. And I was just listening to these Billy Joel songs while doing stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's on Leo. Could I easily do the same thing on YouTube? Yeah. I mean, am I giving clicks to YouTube? Yeah, I guess so. Every time I hit the play button, that registers on YouTube. But I'm doing it on Leo. I'm opening up a Leo page. There's a click on Leo. So, you know, that's why I say it's a proof of concept.
Yeah, maybe you can link the Cryptomaniacs podcast to Leo now. I go back and listen to it all the time.
What are you listening to? What do you listen on it? Like, what do you, what's the platform?
I usually use, there's a free platform called Podcast Addict. Mm-hmm. I use that because since you guys have, what do you call it?
RSS
feed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you create an RSS, you just pull it up with a free app like Podcast Addict and listen to all the episodes. I don't have to, you know, have Apple Music or Spotify or anything like that. And
all credit to Django. He spends about 45 minutes trying to take the video and create that RSS feed. So I give him credit. He puts a lot of time into making sure that RSS goes.
Listen, well, that's awesome.
The editing I have to do, okay, on these things. I don't do anything, honestly. Let's be honest. I just upload and that's it. But yeah, no, that's the same thing with me. Like I'm, you know, ever since Andersino, bless him, introduced me to the Fountain app, even though Brian of London was talking about this for a year now on this podcast, and I'm just an idiot. That's where I've been listening to my podcast. Like, and it's just the RSS feed. I just import my podcast from, you know, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and it just loads in the Fountain app and I listen to it. So,
you know what? It's funny because I have the Fountain app right next to the Podcast Addict app.
I'm keeping the Maxis happy, man. That's got to keep the Maxis happy.
Yeah, I mean, we got to play nice, I think.
We could. To answer your question, Alex, I mean, certainly Django uploads the video to Threespeak. So, I mean, we could grab the embed code and create a thread. I mean, I'm trying to think of what the utility would be other than just having all 262 Cryptomaniacs broadcast there. I mean, I guess it'd be a lot of work, but I don't know what the payoff would be. It'd be like, okay, so, you know, especially since there's so many, I mean, yeah, it's cool to have it on chain, but is it really that important? I mean, it's on all the podcasting apps.
Hmm.
Well, Alex would be the one to ask about that. He would. What do you think, man? You think that's a good idea or just?
I think it's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, because I was going to bring up something else, which is a lot of the episodes I listen to. Like, for example, you guys have had block trades like 3 or 4 times on the show, and like. For me, at least, I can't listen to block trades and be like, I completely understood what you said. gotta listen to it, and then I got to go back and research some stuff and be like, okay, I kind of get what he's saying. But first of all, it'd be cool if there were timestamps for the content, which might even, you know, improve SEO. But that's how I would use it. If I could go into Leo and go to all the, like this example, the block trades episodes and were show notes or whatever, or timestamps, I would definitely use it. Go into Leo and listen to my lectures.
Holy shit, Django. Can you imagine going through, what is it, almost 3 years of all your posts? And digging them all out.
There's got to be software that does that.
Oh, like, I'm sure somebody could write a script and pull it.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
You could do it in English, Spanish, and Polish.
Oh, man. Let's see. This work is the today. Taz started all this audio stuff now and the music stuff over the past couple of weeks. So now this is all we're going to be thinking about. Well, I mean, I'll be brutally honest with you guys. I've always thought podcasts are a no-brainer for blockchain stuff. So
Can I jump in here? And anybody who's listening, this is why I go on rants. Because for how long, Django, have we been talking about build, and people are like, what do I build? Right. And it's just like, if I had any hair, I'd pull it out. This example with Alex, just spitballing. not even trying to come up with ideas. We're not even in an idea session. We're just spitballing, talking crap off the top of our head. And what do we have? Just like two or three ideas, all of which are going to bury Jungo and me for like a month. But that's beside the point.
It's okay. Yeah.
It's just, this is what happens. And now that Alex, and hopefully, Alex, I get a DM from you in the near future, where you start to take what we've discussed, now that you have some idea of what it is going on with this Leo Glossary thing and this Music on Leo thing and this linking and these pages and whatnot. And hopefully you take it to your realm, you sit and ponder it and come back and say, you know, I thought about it and we could do some of these things. I mean, I threw out some ideas. They may not be applicable. They may not work, but you know, you might have some other ideas and say, can we do this? Can we build this? And, you know, it's like, yeah, here's the post-it key. Have fun. Knock yourself out. You know, it's like, yeah, just build pages. The only request I have is Leo Glossary, colon, and then whatever in the title just to keep it consistent. And, you know, use the signature, not signature, but the format for the page. I have a header and a footer. You know, but that's what this initiative's about. And innovate, experiment, come up with ideas for your industry, come up ideas for your content, come up with ideas. I'll put most anything on there. I mean, I don't have a problem with if somebody came up and said, okay, we'll do a script for you, we'll pull every Cryptomaniacs post that Jungo put up, and you know, you guys will have to manually put them into threads and timestamp and all that. Fine. Okay. I have no problem with that. I'd do it. If, you know, somebody would pull the data, I mean, great. We'll do it if people want it. If there's utility, wonderful. Do it for the CTT group too. I mean, it's like, I have no problem with that. Build the CTT page. I mean, maybe we should build pages now that I'm thinking about it for our broadcasts on chain. You know, I don't know who else does regular broadcasts, but again, it may be a way where people can find stuff. They can bookmark it.
Cryptoholics.
You know. Cryptoholics. There you go. Mm-hmm. We can get the Cryptoholics. So, fuck, man. I just made a mountain more work for myself.
There you go.
I mean, this is... I was walking the other day, Alex, and what the hell? Oh, it was the skateboard community. And I'm like... Uh-huh. You know, the skateboard community could do the same thing. I mean, they have all kinds of terms for skateboarding. They have professional skateboarders. They could do profile pages. They have different tournaments. They have the X Games. They have all this, that, the other thing. They have stats. They got all this stuff. They could do that same thing. It's just.
Well, there you go. You just got to bring them on the show now and explain
to
them.
That's it, dude. Yeah.
I just got to get us to 10,000 videos or 10,000 songs and then push everybody to 25,000 songs.
What's the number now?
Well, on the individual songs, on the singles, we're over 10,000. I think Wealth West has added a bunch of albums. So we're probably, I haven't looked, but I think we're up to about 150 albums, which... You know, that's like 1,500 or 1,700 songs. But then we're over 1,000 singles, you know, that have been posted to the threads in the last week and a half or something. So I give the community credit. I mean, there's a few super posters on it. So people have stepped up and, you know, now we're building out pages. I did a page today, which I'll show on Tuesday, of Christmas carols, and there's 60 songs on it.
Nice. Well, you guys have been busy.
It ain't me, it's him, man. I just work here. I just dance on camera, man. That's all I do.
DJ Jungo.
DJ Jungo. I'm getting the dude. That's what I'm doing. After I send him the badge, I'm gonna go register that name. So,
oh, good. Yeah. You remembered.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited about the badge now.
Oh yeah, dude, no, don't worry. Yeah, that's coming.
Do we have any questions, Jungo? I haven't been in threadcast.
Well, everyone, you know, like the majority of the things was, and this is
thumbs again, down. Like, get them off.
everyone is just getting flustered, let's say, with all the node stuff. That's, you know, that's an issue. I mean, I agree with you, Alex, like what you said when we started this, you know, like it is new tech and things are not going to be smooth, but there's big pushes to promote Hive to the world and promote Leo to the mm-hmm. world and mm-hmm. do this. And we are going to hate ourselves because we're pushing this. And the first impression, which is critical for a lot of these people, was things don't load. Things don't work yeah. right. They're gone. They're mm-hmm. not going to be around. And I think it's wasted potential. I think this should be priority number one for everyone on this blockchain to get these things rocking. So that's my opinion.
Again, we've talked about this for 2.5 years. What the fuck are you marketing? Why? Get your stuff in place. Get your applications that people want to use. Get your nodes in set. Scale. I mean, everybody wants, well, when are we going to have mass adoption? Who cares? We can't handle it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, that's what we talked about earlier. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. It's like we're all sitting here, you know, oh, we're ready for the masses, wait until people get a hold of Hive. We can't even get 1,000 people on anything using anything at any given time before things start crashing. It's just who's at fault? It's the apps. No, it's the blockchain. No, it's this person. No, it's the witnesses. No, it's this person. No, it's the users. It's like just how about everyone says, you know what? It's all of our damn fault. Let's all fix this together. That, you know, let's work. Let's talk to each other instead of this disconnect that seems to happen. Like, anyways, I'm going to get on my rant. Don't worry.
That's all right. When's town hall?
Town hall. Shameless self-promotion. Town hall is tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. So,
oh, it is?
It's first of the month. Dude, see, this is why you got to pay attention to Discord tasks.
Pay attention to Discord.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Yeah.
That's why I have you to tell me where the fuck I got to be when I got to be.
That's what I'm here for, dude. I'm your secretary. You know, I'm your personal assistant here, man. It's great.
Well, my dad, I was running around and trying to get shit done. And my dad called and I spoke to him for about 2 hours. Get off the phone. I'm like, okay, I got to go, Dad. I got to make dinner. Then I'm like, I get off the phone. I'm walking to the kitchen. I'm like, oh, shit, I got the show. Damn.
Yeah. That's what, like, I was saying to Alex just before he got on. I was like, he's going to be here. Like, he always is a minute before we go live. So, you know.
You made it. You freaking made it.
Alex, sir, absolutely amazing having you, dude. And this is the thing. Every time we have a guest, we're always like, we hope you come back. The only problem is my stupid schedule. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But hopefully we get you back on, dude, talking about Hive Hubs and everything that you're doing, especially with the recording box. And, because I'm fascinated with music on this blockchain. And, dude, whatever you need, man, let us know. And,
thanks.
Yeah. We'll do the happy dance.
We'll do the happy song and dance. That'd be awesome. Thank you guys for having me on. And for sure, next time we talk, we'll have some other nodes in this little spokes on the Hive Hub. You know what I mean?
Love it. Love it, man. Yeah. Thank you guys all for tuning in. And we will see you tomorrow for Town Hall and Tuesday for Task's Journey Through Music on Leo, Part 2.
Uh-huh.
Toodles all.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.